Welcome back here with the news at 1. A heat wave is continuing across southern Europe, with temperatures in the central Mediterranean expected to peak today. The Italian island of Sardinia is expected to see a high of 46 degrees Celsius this afternoon, and the United States recorded a temperature of 49 degrees Celsius in California overnight. Earlier, Dr. John Nairns, extreme heat advisor with the World Meteorological Organization, warned the sustained high temperatures were extremely dangerous.
Last year, we certainly saw extreme heat not dissimilar to this, and particularly China had its longest heat wave that we've recorded globally. So unfortunately, this is part of a trend that we're seeing, where we're getting more and more of these heat waves. The problem in some respects is the focus on extreme temperature records is actually distracting us from the real nature of the problem of heat wave. The real problem is, in fact, in the sustained heat during the day and into the night. And in some respects, we should worry about the minimums more.
Because without an opportunity for bodies and buildings to cool down, with extreme heat lasting all day, there is a greater risk to human health, isn't that right?
That's correct. If we can't get recovery time, we are, and we get day after day of this form of heat, we are in serious trouble. We don't, our bodies can't recover. And unfortunately, the people who are particularly vulnerable are the least able to respond. And if they've got pre-existing health conditions, that's extremely dangerous.
That's Dr. John Nairns, extreme heat advisor with the World Meteorological Organization. Back home, well, it's pretty manky here today, but Ireland has become warmer and wetter over the past 30 years, according to a Met Aaron analysis of Ireland's climate averages since 1991. For more on all of this, we're joined by Dr. Kieran Hickey, climatologist with University College Cork. Dr. Hickey, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
What have we learned from this study of weather over the last 30 years?
Well, it's a very important update, and this is what meteorological agencies carry out every decade or so to bring the figures up to date as much as possible. So what we're seeing is what we would have projected, and we've been projecting for the last 20, 25 years, is temperatures up by 0.7 degrees centigrade over that time period, going back to the previous reference period. Rainfall is up 7%. So we're getting warmer and wetter. And for me, a little bit of a surprise is to see that sunshine values are up about 5% as well, as we normally associate Ireland with kind of cloudy conditions, but obviously a little bit more sunshine as well. So it is showing the projected changes we have expected for a long time are taking place.
Yes, not much sunshine today. Plenty of rain. So, and judging from these patterns, we can expect an awful lot more rain.
Well, it looks like if this is the case, yes. And what we're seeing really is a movement up the scale in terms of temperature and rainfall. And for Ireland, really, the challenge with rainfall is greater seasonality, because we will get more in winter and less in summer, which is a real challenge how we manage our water and our water systems. And we see that we have problems in many parts of Ireland with flooding anyway in wintertime, and that's likely to be exacerbated. And we've seen with the summer of 2022 and 2018, where issues of water supply have become much more prevalent in Ireland than in previous decades. Obviously, some of that is a rising population and rising demand, but also we're seeing drop-offs in summer rainfall as well.
Yeah, if you want to escape the rain, though, the alternative to go to Europe, what do you make of what's happening there at the moment?
It's incredible, given that we've had, you know, record European temperatures in 2021, when Sicily recorded a temperature in August 2021 of 48.8. We've had the hottest year on record in Europe since 2022, and we obviously remember the record temperatures across Ireland in the summer of 2022. So not the all-time record, which still stands back to the 1880s, which I'm a bit dubious about, but certainly extraordinary temperatures in the 30s. And we're seeing this pattern again. It's not as if this seems to be happening every one summer, every 3 or 4, every 5 years. It now seems to be at least every second year, and sometimes year on year, which is a real change. And it's very interesting that the earlier correspondent talked about this constant heat waves turning up, which is a real challenge to human beings.
Dr. Kieran Hickey, climatologist with University College Cork, thank you very much for speaking to us.